Punkanoi Worldwide. Got a bonus episode for you this week. Caught up with my pals in Easy Company from Cork in Ireland. They're dropping a new album this weekend. It actually officially came out today. They dropped it out early, so you can listen to the digital tracks. You can order from them the vinyl, or you can order from me if you're here in the Americas. If there's something, we're against it. Killer album. We're actually going to cover a few tracks on this bonus episode, and I caught up with them yesterday. We did a quick 30-minute catch up about the album, about their album launch show they're doing, a couple other shows that they're doing. So we're going to get into it, give you a little sample. Shout out to Bart. He recommended, hey, you know, do a little intro to these two releases, which we're going to do. We're going to do some Easy Company here, do the interview, do a couple more Easy Company tracks from the new release, and then I'm going to cover some stuff from the first release on POW Records. That one officially came out, at least on vinyl, a couple weeks ago. Here comes the Riff Raff from our pals of Trashed Again in Newcastle. So we're going to talk about both and play tracks from both of these releases here. So we're going to get right to it. Killer album, man. You've got 13 tracks on the new Easy Company. Great stuff. We're going to talk about it in the interview, but they redid a couple tracks from their original five-track EP. And it's just awesome. The two re-records are great. All the new stuff is awesome. They've got a video out, so make sure you check out the video. You can go over to their social medias. That's ez.company.cork on Facebook and at ez.company.ecfc over on Instagram. Check out my friends there. First interview, if you want to go back over on SLC Punkcast, did an interview on episode 356, and the guys that were in Audible Joe's, we actually did an interview with Audible Joe's, one of the first interviews we did over on SLC Punkcast way back on episode 22. So a couple interviews if you want to go check those out from the guys. We're going to get into it. Let's play some music. That's what you're here for. You want to hear it, and make sure you go. Like I said, you can go order. They're available right now. We have, I have a limited amount of the green here in the Americas. I think I've got about maybe, I think I have 25. The guys have the majority of the green over there in Cork. I've got a whole bunch of the white vinyls, and they had an issue with our press of the black with white splatter. Those are coming. I'll have those in hopefully about 2 weeks. So those are actually pre-order for that version if you like that. But go over to thepunkanoiworldwide.com, slcpunkcast.com, and click on Record Distro. It's right there alongside the Trashed Again record, which we'll talk about in a minute. But we're going to play a track. Here is Dive Bars and Dugouts, first single from that new album, and it's awesome.
Trying to fight.
we die. So good. Love it. You'll hear me talk about how much I think it's just so great. And, you know, lucky for me, I of course I'm biased. Don't take it from me. Don't take my opinion. You're listening to it with me right now. There's so much more to go listen to. We're going to cover four of the tracks here, one of which is a cover. But there are a total of 13, so there's going to be nine more tracks, a lot more to go check out. And you can check them out on vinyl, but go over to the band's Bandcamp page, and you can go check out that record right now as well, digitally, if you want to check them all out. I didn't check to see if it came out like on the streaming sources today or not, because it just came out today. Haven't had a chance. That might be available too. We're going to do one more track, jump into the interview, and then we'll do a couple more, including that cover. And you'll know that cover. You should know that cover. Anyway, Easy Company. Let's do That Man Sells Duvets in Yisk. And man, I love this track. You'll know why. Interview coming up right after, and then we'll do some more stuff.
Heard That Man Sells Duvets in Yisk. Well, I spent the whole night tripping, but I still got a show to do. And if you don't get out of my way, I'm gonna throw up on you. It's time to sort my life out, even if it's not on brand. Why don't you think this punk rock shit's done? Got out of hand. Well, don't you think this punk rock shit's done? Got out of hand. Started as few pills and coke, just sticking to the man. Now my friends are dying, or burying their head in sand. Why don't you think this punk rock shit's done? Another excuse to party every fucking day just with weed instead of booze. And I'm hoping this here woman will help fix this broken man. Cause don't you think this punk rock shit's done? Got out of hand. Well, don't you think this punk rock shit's done? Got out of hand. Dead ass, few pills and coke, just sticking to the man. Now my friends are joyous, are burying their head in sand. Don't you think this punk rock shit's done? Got out of hand. Well, don't you think this punk rock shit's done?
Joining me now, my pals in Easy Company. Guys, thank you for joining.
Oh, what's the story? Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
What up?
Hey, we got big news. You know, if anybody missed the first time around, you know, go back to that other interview. We're going to leave all of that stuff there. We're on to bigger, better, and what's currently happening with you guys. So, new record. That's what's happening.
Yeah, new record. That's what's happening. We finally got it recorded, you know, in the pocket. We're really proud of all the tracks on it. We really can't wait to get it out there. And obviously, none of it would have been possible without you. So we really appreciate everything you've done for us. Genuinely so happy about it, man. Thank you.
I am glad I got to be a part of it. And it's really you. I'm just the guy that was there to help out. Without you guys doing what you do, there was nothing to make.
Well, we're really glad you were there, brother.
It's great, though. The record's great.
And to have worked with you and to have worked with so many other talented people as well. You know, our friend Michael O'Connell recorded the whole thing for us. You know, our friend Zen shot the video. You know, and we, you know, we've worked hard in the background, right? But it's it makes it all worthwhile. And it's a real pleasure when you get to work with such talented people, you know.
Yeah, and a big shout out to Darzo Kingston up in Belfast from Takers and Users, who did all the artwork for the album as well and designed our new logo. So, you know, it's just a lot of hands helped us out, and we really appreciate everyone.
Big part of the DIY community, you know, and punk rock is everybody helping each other out and working with each other, and that means a lot to us. So.
Right.
Also listen to Takers and Users. They're fucking monumentally good.
I wholeheartedly agree. I've said on a few podcasts already, I've already played 10-Year Hangover a couple times, different times, stuff from there. And I've pointed out that four of my favorite albums, even though most people hadn't heard your album, and I was talking about it still before, my favorite albums of 2025 all coming from Ireland with you guys, with Takers and Users, with Rant, and with Simpos, all new full-length albums this year, and all of those are all really good.
Yeah, not to obviously we can't speak on our own album, but the other album's fucking incredible. Like, what a year for Irish punk music, Irish boy music. I mean, the scene is really after exploding in popularity, and I think that always kind of comes with times of economic downturn. Punk scenes kind of tend to thrive, so you know, this is a time of global economic downturn, and I think that there's going to be a lot more punk bands coming out of the water. I know myself that there's a lot of young Irish punk bands, startups and stuff around the place that are trying to get gigs and stuff like that. And, you know, the scene is just exploding in popularity at the moment. We absolutely love it, and we're really happy that we're a part of it at this time.
Yeah, I think Gary is absolutely on the money with that, really. You know, the Irish punk scene right now is probably the strongest it's been in a long time, you know. I think for any of us looking at it, right, and it's it's great to be part of it.
You guys are giving me and other people a reason to root for economic downturn.
We should start making a song about it, man. We like to make chance out of things, you know. So
positives have to come from negatives. I mean, you can't be negative all the time,
right? And I think you guys did a great job on the album, and I think we'll get into the album. Let's talk about the release of the album before we get into all of the tracks. So the plan for the release, it's this weekend. And how are people going to be able to find it, especially with you guys? And where should they go see it perform live? You know, all those things. Let's go do all of those things.
Yeah, it'll be all available anyway on all the standard streaming platforms, you know. So you'll find it on Spotify, you'll find it on Apple Music, all of these big... all of these big monopolies, right? Yeah, but if people want to support the band, then obviously, you know, you can buy a digital copy from Bandcamp. We'll be selling the LPs and the vinyls up there, and of course, you know, anybody who's able to make it down to a show, you know, we'll be selling hard copies there too, you know. So yeah, I think you know, all the standard places, you know, that people put the music up online. That's
yeah, absolutely. And the hard launch is this Saturday night. We're playing in Daly in Cork. It kicks off around 9 o'clock. We've got two great bands supporting us. We've got No Brainer on their first gig, but there's some legacy band members in that from other big Irish punk bands. And we've got Puck from Galway. Great bunch of kids, really talented. We've played with them a bunch of times, and we love playing with them every time.
Fantastic live show.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's awesome. So officially, you know, by Saturday, is that when all the digital stuff will be up as well?
That's I mean, look, we may have a little surprise drop somewhere between now and then. We'll see, you know.
Fair enough.
Stay tuned, so.
Yeah. The best thing to do then is to follow you guys on Instagram, and if it's your parents, on Facebook, right?
That's it, dude. That's it.
Parents on Facebook.
Oh, that's a throwback right there. Yeah.
That is from the first time we were talking.
Yeah. I actually don't even think I've opened the Facebook app on my phone in like 5 years.
Oh, that's great. So I guess along those lines, since we're talking about the live show, what the most important one, obviously, this weekend. And obviously, when it comes to any hard copy of any sort, right, or of anything, it's get it early, right, because it could be gone. So the earlier of these shows that we're going to talk about here, that people can get there, obviously, those are the better opportunities to get their hands on the vinyl. But after this weekend's album launch show, what do you guys have on the horizon for playing live shows?
Yeah, we got a bunch of shows lined up. We've got a couple of shows up in Dublin over the next couple of months, which we haven't done in a while, right? You know, it's been a while since we played up there. We play a monthly series of shows in Cork as well called Alternative Munster. So that's a sort of a resident show that we play here in Cork. First Saturday of every month. And then in September, we're going to be playing a tour in the Netherlands. So we've got some shows lined up over there as well. And we'll...
Amsterdam, Groningen. We'll be playing a GGI festival, which we're really looking forward to because we played the last GGI festival in Ireland as well. And it's a great crew of people behind that. We love supporting them and we can't wait. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Alkmaar as well.
Yeah, Alkmaar as well. We're playing a show there. So yeah, hitting a few new cities and playing a few new places. So it's exciting times ahead.
That's awesome. And to go along with the album that'll be out, you guys have some new merch, some new t-shirts, because you sent me a couple that just arrived yesterday.
Oh, glad you got them.
Funny because the records arrived yesterday.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man, 100%. We got some really cool designs again done by Darzo from Takers and Users. You know, he's really nailed the artwork, you know, and so we had to, we just had to put them on t-shirts, you know, because they look sweet, right? And, you know, it's kind of one of those designs where it's like, you know, like you don't even necessarily have to be a massive follower of the band. They just look cool.
Right.
So that's always good.
We did try to get the album cover printed. For some reason, I can't put my finger on it why, but they wouldn't allow us to do that. I can't tell why at all.
I believe the phrase was drugs, nudity.
Homoerotic references.
Yeah.
None smoking a bomb.
Yeah. I mean, the album artwork, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to find a t-shirt printing company alive that will take that risk on board, you know. So.
And that's bullshit because I think it's a mortal sin to censor art.
Exactly right.
I agree, and it's true. You know, if you were putting like aliens on there doing those things, I suppose you could say that's fake and that's science fiction or some bullshit like that. But everything that you're putting on there, it's true, and that's what makes it interesting, is because it is true.
Hey man, you said it. Like that is quite literally a photograph of Doyle Aaron Barr up in Dublin, right? Which is where the politicians and the TDs in Ireland, they all gather together to ruin the country, you know?
And the great thing is it's not just Ireland. Like, everybody that knows who you just talked about, who that person affects them, are going to relate for that reason. But other people are going to say, yeah, that happens here too.
Yeah, exactly, sure. Man. I'm sure you can. I'm sure you could probably draw a similar photograph in Congress and it wouldn't be so fair to scale.
Yeah.
Especially now.
Exactly. Exactly. There's plenty of people. It don't matter which party you're into, which side you're on. The other side has plenty of people you could draw, whatever, and it would look something similar to that.
Yeah. Perhaps minus the midget stripper, which is with the whip, you know.
Right.
That's actually just to clarify. That is a signatory to Belfast, which is where Darzo's from. That woman, you can actually rent her online. I'm not even joking. I don't mean to say that in a bad way. She quite literally will turn up to a party dressed like that and whip you if you want. And she does it regularly and has made a living off it for many years. So big up to the, what's she called again? The Belfast. She's online, man. You can Google it, like, so.
She wears a balaclava, comes to your house and pretends she's in the, is it the UDL or the UDL?
And she literally whips you. She's a real person. Like, she's probably the only non-fictitious or exaggerated member of that old party, you know.
Any listeners who are thinking of visiting Belfast and that may interest, you know, find her on Instagram, maybe?
That's hilarious. That's great, though. And again, it's truth. It's truth. And the album art was great. As soon as you guys sent it, I thought, this is going to be awesome.
I'm still laughing at the last point of it.
So are my parents.
Yeah, Brian's mother wasn't entirely happy with the artwork.
Okay. Well, my aunt, however.
Yeah. Just save the album cover for posting that one on Instagram and other places, and just post the back of the album on Facebook and it'll be all right.
That's it.
Oh, that's awesome. So you guys have those in hand. They will be available this weekend, and then obviously on the upcoming shows. The release is sometime maybe before the weekend, but you guys have a music video. Which track did you put the music video out for?
Dive Bars and Dugouts.
So
that's the lead single off the album. It's about the unfortunate rise of the far right in Ireland. These scumbags that are going in, burning out stuff that they think is going to be used for refugee holding centers and causing an absolute moral panic on the streets between the uneducated masses. It's a fucking disgrace. So the song is kind of, will you fuck off?
Sorry, I was just holding the camera right to his face.
So yeah, the song we wrote as kind of a protest song to the rise of far-right nationalism in Ireland, which is something that, you know, in our lifetime wasn't ever as popular as it is now, and it's something that's very scary and very close to home for us.
No, fascism didn't work in the 40s.
Right. I think when it comes to anything politics, if people kind of figured out where to be in the middle, you know, because it's always with all those things, it's a pendulum swinging. You go too far one direction, and then it gets extreme when it comes back the other way, and then just keeps going. It just keeps swinging. So you get just too much extreme, whichever direction you head. And if people could just figure out how to be like, hey, like right in the middle is good, you know, and you can be a little bit there, a little bit wherever without having to be so fucking crazy and far right anything or far left anything, any of those things. Just...
Yeah, I mean, look, in general, man, we pretty much stake our claim at where we stand on our politics and our political beliefs, you know, and we're fairly far left leaning people, we'll say, yeah. You know, for the most part, you know. But like, I mean, in the end of the day, right, it's not people that we hate, right? You know, it's like fucking, it's dangerous ideas, right? You know,
right.
It's the and this is exactly what Gary's talking about, right? You know, that there is this sort of rise of idea that exists. As a sort of result of the political climate that we're living in right now, you know, and it becomes so easy to, you know, to target that anger towards, you know, disenfranchised members of society, you know, and to marginalized groups, right? And that's what you kind of see a lot these days, right? You know, and so, like, a lot of the time, you know, we're attacking the ideas, right? And as it happens, right, you know, there are people that represent those ideas, you know, unfortunately. So, you know, some people do get in the way of it, right? But yeah, I mean, like, I mean, we'd love it if everybody got along, right? You know, that would be great.
Yeah. Unfortunately, human beings are destined to not get along.
The misplaced anger. Like, they're not targeting their anger at these systems that allow these things to happen. They're targeting the anger at the individuals that are coming over here seeking a better life. And that, to me, is what's disgusting about it. You can be angry at the government. You can be angry at the systems that are in place. But to have this vehement hate for these people that are coming over... just because they're different to you and it's convenient for you, that's what really fucking boils my blood.
You're 100% right, and I think that you'll always have something because people don't want to be on the bottom of the pile, right? Nobody wants to be the lowest status, and whenever you feel like you're on the bottom, whether it's because you don't have no money, you don't have something, you find somebody else to try to put below you so you're not the one at the bottom. And
that's what happens. That's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
It creates this system,
yep,
where they leave you in a constant state of fear and a constant state of looking for a boogeyman to blame,
yep,
so that you don't turn the blame on the systems in place and the politicians that allow these systems to thrive.
Yes,
exactly. I mean, you have these people who are, you know, talking about, you know, like the homeless crisis in Ireland. They say, you know, well, what about the homeless people in Ireland? I mean, the same people, I haven't seen any of them turning up to, you know, to local shelters or to doing support work for charities, right? You know, any of this, right? It's like what they're looking for is someone to blame and a finger to point at rather than actual actionable solutions, right? And actually taking those actions, you know. We promised we weren't going to get political for this interview, you know. So we were
like phony.
We'll try not to make this entire thing about politics, and yet here we are, you know.
You know what you said though at the beginning, the, you know, economic hard times creates maybe more punk bands or something like that, and also things that happen in the world can also create great art. It inspired you to do something, as opposed to, you know, if everything was great, you would have 13 songs about hanging out with your buddies at the pub drinking beer, but that would be like 13 songs that are all about the same thing. Not that you wish for bad things, or as I was jokingly saying, wishing for economic downturns to bring on more bands. It does inspire to do things like that. So, I mean, that's the positive to it, I suppose. And then hopefully when people hear it, they take those words and, you know, maybe inspires them to do something.
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it, man, in general, you know. And like, yeah, look, in the end of the day, man, we're just people too, you know. Like, I mean, we don't necessarily consider ourselves to be anybody to look up to. We're just people who are, as you said, creating art and music, and we're doing that based on our experiences and our beliefs, you know. And like, it's like, you know, this is the form that they've taken, you know. This is the songs, this is the shape, you know. So
right,
pissed off people making music for other pissed off people.
But you never know. Not to get too far off topic, I was listening to something that was talking about the Revolutionary War, and just to quickly sum it up, they name people such as George Washington and such, right? Everybody in the world knows who these people are. At the time they were doing what they were doing, they weren't doing it with the intent of what they became, right? They were doing it because they believed in something, and they were like, if I'm not doing it, who's doing it? And then it just turned out that that's the people they were. So to your point, we can all say, you know, we're not anybody special. We're just doing the thing, but you might be that person that inspires somebody to do something else. You know,
that makes us feel really good about writing pissed off punk rock.
Hey, you know what? That's one of the things that attracts me to punk music. What other genres of music do you get people talking about those things?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it shares a lot of similarity in ways with like the likes of like, you know, I think a lot of ska, a lot of reggae, a lot of hip hop music, you know, because in general, I mean, for the exact reason you just mentioned,
right,
you know, it's quite often the people from the bottom of society, you know, writing music that is a reflection of their current state of existence, right? And therefore it takes the form of that rebellion, that protest, you know, that type of thing, you know, so,
right.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think punk and some of those other genres I mentioned definitely have that characteristic that's quite unique to them, you know?
Right. And it inspires other people to start punk bands. I mean, if nothing else, if there were no punk bands in your area, there probably wouldn't be a lot of punk bands popping up. But because there are some, and there have been some, it's inspiring those who now want to say something to do the same thing. And you get enough people doing it, then it's hard to ignore. You know, I think that's definitely one of the proper ways to actually protest something is you're doing that. And so you're spreading ideas in that way and inspiring others to also spread those ideas.
You said it better than us.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
But you're the ones doing it. All right. Let's talk about some of them other tracks on the album while we're here. So Shaq Memes, just out of curiosity, you know, first off, I want to say I love all the tracks. I love that you guys re-recorded because you legitimately re-recorded those, the two from the original five track. Those are not the same versions. If somebody goes back to listen to those tracks, they are, for me anyway, noticeably different enough that you're like, oh yeah, that's the track, but it ain't the track. It's different.
Good to hear.
Yeah, it's cool, man. Yeah, we were sort of like, I mean, a lot of the time with the songs that we write, you know, like the song kind of takes different shapes and forms as we're playing it over time, you know, so, you know, it kind of felt nice to do the current versions of the songs justice, you know, and re-record them.
And we also wanted to slot them in, like, where they go in our live show to give whoever's listening the album, like, a kind of an experience of what they would get to see if they came to see us live. Like, you know, the
right
of the songs on the album is, like, where we place them in our live show.
Yeah, definitely.
And at some, I'm just going to put out there, at some point, maybe we should revisit a separate release, because those tracks, even the ones you didn't include, are great tracks from that original five. You know, you gotta love my first t-shirt from you guys, the Barry Black shirt swordfish, right?
That was inspired by you, if I recall.
Yeah, we talked about that. I said there'd be a great t-shirt, and then you guys made it.
Yeah, we gotta start giving you royalties on that too.
I wore it. I don't know if how many people may have they're probably looking at me like, Barry Swordfish, what are you wearing?
You wouldn't be the only one, dude. Eventually, we just started throwing the t-shirts at people because nobody had a fucking clue what they were.
I think we had an entire gig where the rest of them just got dumped on the crowd.
Yeah, literally. We're like, here, wear these, you know.
I thought it was a great idea. And if you know, then you know, I guess. If you don't know, then you're like, what the hell is Barry Swordfish? Why is there a gap in the middle?
You gotta get people asking questions, buddy.
Right?
Yeah.
But the other track's great. I want to point out, I loved the SpongeBob. We talked about that from Sacraments of Buggery, which is not included here, but I'm going to lead that into, I love the, in the same fashion you did the South Park reference on this album, kind of in the same way.
Yeah.
We are big, big South Park fans.
That happened on the spot too. Like, that was very impromptu, you know. So.
Yeah, our recording process is pretty crazy because, like, we go into the studio or the practice rooms in our case with, like, all mapped out exactly what we're going to do. You know, we want stringent time constraints. This is what we're doing. And then we get in there and just fuck around. wouldn't this be cool? Wouldn't this sound great? And then by the time we finish the actual recording process, everything sounds way different than what we thought it was going to sound like going into it, you know?
Exactly. It's a beautiful creative process when you think about it.
Right? I think that's probably the best way to do it. You just kind of give in to the process, and good things are going to come of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's very much characterized by the fact that we're actually just four best friends who spend all of our time hanging out with each other when we're not playing music together. And, you know, I mean, like that definitely comes across in the way that we write and the way that we record as well.
For sure.
So a few things on the album. So, you know, I would say when we talked before, I don't remember exactly, we were talking about like, what would you consider your style of punk, right? And after listening to this album, you're on the, I would say, like hardcore punk mixed with punk rock and roll sound, because you know musically you have like a lot of the rock and roll elements of punk rock and roll, right? But then obviously vocally, when the vocals are coming off, it's more of an aggressive tone to it, giving it more of that hardcore punk, not hardcore vocals, but like that hardcore punk vocals to it. And then the reason why I point that out is because you mixed in two. It was the second to last track on side A and then the last track of side B that are obviously different than the rest tonally. Like, you know, they definitely become punk songs, but that man sells duvets in Jisk. Is that Jisk or Jisk?
Yeah, I mean, like, look, I think in general, I don't know, lads, we can all speak for ourselves individually here, you know, but we do pride ourselves in being, you know, I suppose having diverse music tastes, you know, and exactly, and,
yeah,
like,
sure.
and you know, for us, it's just like, what sounds cool, you know what I mean? Like, and it's like, if it sounds cool, right, then like, fuck it, we'll go with that, you know, and like, we use the term punk rock as sort of a broad spectrum to define the music that we play, you know, but like we're all massively influenced, you know, by all types of music and oi and ska and punk and, you know, fucking country and hip hop and everything, you know. So
we have a massive diverse range of influences. Like if you go through my liked songs on whatever streaming service I'm using, like it'd be all, you know, it could be Woody Guthrie and then Chapel Roan and then Refused and then like, you know, like all sorts of Ramones, you know, just whatever we're listening to at the time, we like to incorporate a bit of it into our sound, you know.
Don't forget Jimmy Buffett, Gary.
Jimmy Buffett. big Jimmy Buffett fans.
Well, That Man Sells Duvets, that song, when I hear it, I think that has got to be fun to watch live, and I'm sure that's got to be fun for you guys to play live.
Incredibly.
Right?
It gets people moving.
Yeah, I bet.
It gets people moving, and we do a fun. And hey, man, hopefully someday we make it over your side of the pond, you know, and you know, we can actually meet up in person, and you know, hopefully you get to be part of that experience.
In about 4 years' time.
Yeah right? I'm hoping, I have some plans to hopefully get over to Europe, and, you know, my goal is to definitely get to Rebellion Festival at least once, and my plan is, I was thinking about doing it this year, unfortunately I don't think it'll work, but maybe next year. It's not terribly far from you guys, and so I would definitely try to plan a couple extra days to hopefully line up something where you guys are playing around then too, if I get real lucky.
Yeah, we go to Rebellion too, man, you know. Yep. So like, yeah, we'd love to meet you even over there, you know, even if it was just to hang out and actually check out some punk bands, you know.
Perfect. Before we get wrapped up, because I know we're just about done, I want to point out, because you brought up the Ramones, and Bonzo Goes to Bitburg, probably my favorite Ramones song. I love Ramones, but Ramones are absolutely what pop punk was, right? Or, you know, when looking back, that's more of a pop punk sound. And that's what you guys did. You took a pop punk track, but gave it teeth, right? So you stay true to the track, but just a bit more edgy, harder, whatever you want to call it. But it was fantastic. And again, I'm biased because that's my favorite track from the Ramones anyway. So you guys did that one. It was fantastic. Really great cover. Great to put it as the starting track of side B too.
Yeah, that's cool, man. We appreciate that.
Yeah, really appreciate that. Yeah, that was our plan, was to take you know, like the Ramones, and it's arguably the Ramones' most poppy song, and just give it that bit of oi, bit of fucking aggression.
Right.
You know, put the raspy vocals on it. Put some balls on it, like.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fucking. It's just an awesome track,
yeah,
man.
Oh yeah.
It is.
Lyrics too.
Yeah, exactly, man.
What I was getting at, Taxing Tents, the last track, almost starts as like a folky track, but even again, that Man Sells Duvets, it kind of starts off as a, you know, did you ever watch that show Fraggle Rock?
Yeah.
Like the first like 2 or 3 seconds, it almost starts off like that. And then you definitely get more into that, you know, a country Western type thing. And then obviously by the end, you're definitely full fledged a punk track. And that's, I think what you did there with that Taxing Tent song, it almost starts off almost like a folk punk track and then works its way into a punk track. So the reason why I'm pointing that out for everybody that hasn't heard the album yet, you have a bit of diversity on there. You know, you're going track to track, but it's going to be different on what you're getting at. Before we wrap up, oh, by the way, I love that you added, you know, at the end, the Barclays Generation, and then obviously the new recording of Shed and Boys. Great way to wrap up the album before you get to Taxing Tents. Is there any tracks or anything that you guys want to personally mention on the album for anybody?
I think just on the point about Taxing Tents, you know, nobody could accuse us of not being passionate about foreplay, you know? Really like to, we like to heat up the oven before we pop the turkey in. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, and we really appreciate your honestly glowing review of the album. You're far too kind. Yeah, really, really, thank you so much, and thank you for all your help as well.
Yeah, definitely, thank you for all the help. That's
thank you.
Yeah, man. Just to the point that we made earlier, like, you know, this is just us being friends and playing music, and like the fact that anybody even enjoys it or bothers to turn up or want to support in any way. Is just a massive privilege for us, you know. So yeah,
it means the world to us. Yeah,
absolutely.
You guys did a great job with it. Obviously, my opinion would be biased, so I don't believe me. Anybody that's listening, at the end of the year, it's going to be on my favorites list. And again, it probably sounds biased. I get it because I helped with the, you know, get the record on vinyl. But go listen to the record. I think it, you know, when it comes to anything, what you guys are saying here will intrigue people to want to listen to tracks. Maybe what I'm saying about it, about how much I enjoy it, will intrigue people to listen. But when it comes down to for anybody, no matter what anybody says about anything, listen to it for yourself. You'll figure out for yourself that it's good. So do it.
Go listen.
And the vinyl colors are great. The green, you guys picked a great choice with the green. We threw on white because the white goes with the black and white for the album. And then I thought the black and white splatter, like I thought a splatter would be cool. And I thought, you know, the black always looks great, but I thought a black and white splatter, cause it goes well with the artwork that you guys did on the album cover. Even on the back is mostly, besides the Easy Company logo, the Powell Records logo, that's black and white. And then the insert for the record is black and white too. So I thought it matched really well. There was thought that went into all of the colors and everything that you guys did as well. So very cool project. And thank you for letting me be that part of it that I was a part of.
Our pleasure, brother. Pleasure. Genuinely. Thank you. From the bottom of our hearts.
And we hope that we can keep working together with you for as long as you'll have us.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I look forward to whatever it is you guys put out next. And maybe next year we consider something maybe with that 5-inch. Because those tracks, like I said, you put 2 of them here, but there's still 3 other ones, and all 5 were great.
Yeah, nice. You're too kind, man. You're too kind, like, yeah. Honestly, dude, it's, yeah, as we said, it's a pleasure, like.
What's your favorite song on the album, buddy?
Well, I Shed and Boys was my favorite previously, and so I really do appreciate the new version. But Barclays Generation, right before that, fantastic. I love Some Cunt's Work Schedule, and then obviously Dive Bars and Dugouts was a great choice for the lead single. So I didn't really answer it, but I really liked all of the album, and so I'll mention those ones.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, man.
We unfortunately do have to run, man. I do apologize, right? Just because our time in the room here, there's another band coming in, and we just want to be fair to them. So apologies. But it's been a fucking awesome pleasure, man.
Yeah,
so
it's been a pleasure, as always. Can't wait to do it again soon. And like I said, we hope to work with you again in the very near future, and we will keep working with you for as long as you have us. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, Rebellion, if you come over. Yeah.
Yes, I will. You'll be the first one I let know, so we can meet up there.
Sounds good.
Nice one, dude.
Yeah, big up, man. Take care of yourself, dude.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
Appreciate it, bro.
Great job on the record.
Thanks, man.
See ya. You've got to pick up the pieces. Come on, start your dress better. Pull yourself up. Yeah, that track needed no introduction. Obviously, it's a cover. My favorite Ramon song, as you heard, all the songs that we're playing here on this episode, we did cover at least a little bit, but there's so many to cover. I mean, it would have taken more than 30 minutes alone just to cover the tracks, but make sure you go check out the rest. A lot of great tracks about, you know, social things that are happening and important to the guys in the band. A lot of great unity tracks and also uniting behind your football teams or just in general being with friends, getting a drink, you know, those kind of things. Shed End Boys, like I said, I love that track. Make sure you do that one. But we hadn't played, even though it's a different version, and you should definitely go check it out. And there's so many tracks that I could have picked. I just gave you a small sample. Make sure you go check out the album, though. So great. The album artwork, we talked about the album artwork. You got to go look at just the album artwork alone. And then get yourself a copy of it. I can't say it enough, but so great. Barclays Generation, we're going to do that track, and then we'll do a few from our pals in Trashed again and talk about their record, the other of the first two releases on Pout Records. So here we go, one more from our pals in Easy Company.
Wanna see some football fighters? Nowadays, man, it's just sit in silence. All I wanna kick up, fucking racist. All I wanna see some special faces.
Such a great album. Get yourself a copy. I am being the most salesman, sales guy, whatever, that you'll ever hear me be. But, you know, the only thing these guys really have in common, this band and who are about to play Trashed again, is I've done interviews with them and love both these bands. And when I decided, hey, you know what, I want to start doing a record label and helping getting bands put their stuff out, these were two bands I was like, these guys should totally have their stuff out on vinyl. And I reached out and they were both like, heck yeah, let's do this. So that's the only thing. And I've already got the next band lined up. We need to sell some more records and potentially 2 to 3 more projects in the horizon, maybe late this year, early next year. We'll see. But I need to sell some records. That's how we fund the next projects. So get yourself some cool-ass fucking records here, man. Get them from the bands. The bands need to get through every one of their copies as well. Next up, we'll play a couple tracks from Trashed Again. I love this record, too. Both these turned out fantastic. Both did a great job, the bands did, on the album artwork, the covers, the inserts, all of the stuff, the labels. It all turned out great. You'll see the pictures if you go over to the web store there that we have all the records on for POW Records. As I was talking about, Punkanoi Worldwide, slcpunkcast.com, either of those. Go to the record distro, and you will get those there. We're going to do some tracks from Trashed again. Now we'll do three tracks here. I've played some of the tracks before. They did release early as singles leading up to the album release. They did Pathetic. They did Glory. They did Dead Man. Gang and the Crew was the newest one, I believe, earlier this year. So there were a few that were released. I'm going to give you a few others because I did probably play those as they were released because I love this band. But we are going to get to a few. Oh, I forgot to mention on this one, the color schemes. We did colors on both that really matched well. And the pink looks freaking awesome, man. I love the pink. The hot pink turned out great. Even though I love the green, it's lime green with splatter. We have lime green and then pink. And again, you can see all of those if you go to the web store. They all turned out really good. But I think that hot pink one looks awesome. And it goes really well with the colors the band picked for the album jacket. So we're going to kick it off with the track number one of the record, Medicine. I mean, it's like the title track of the band if you listen to it. And so I had to check this one out with you. And we'll do two more and wrap this, I don't know what to call it, a sampling of the two POW Records releases. So let's do Medicine. Here's Trashed Again off of the new album. Here Comes the Riff Raff. And by the way, it was officially released digitally back in March, but the vinyl's only been out for a couple weeks. Let's go. Medicine, that's the kickoff track. I forgot to mention the band. I told you all the colors available. The band has a variety of those colors. So if you're in Australia, for sure get it from them. Go get it from them at a live show. But, you know, if you're on the other side of the continent there, then definitely order it from them. And if you're in Asia, I would order it from the band too. You'll definitely save on shipping. But if you're here in the Americas, you know where to get it from. Europe, I don't have anybody carrying this record yet. Easy Company, obviously, order from them if you're in Europe. But you know what? If you want Trashed Again, you can also order the Easy Company from me. And if you're in the Americas, we have all of those Tough Ain't Enough records, UVPR records, and Primatour record through Distro also available here. And so in the Americas, you know where to go. If you are closer to the band, order from them, or better yet, get them at live show. We're going to do Move Along. You know, of the tracks that I hadn't heard yet, I think Slipping Away might have been my favorite. And I did play that when this was new, when we did new songs for March a couple months back. Because, again, this came out digitally then. But I would say Move Along might be right up there. I dig that one a lot. And so we are going to throw on Move Along now, and then we'll rewind a little bit because Move Along is towards the end. It is track 12 or track number 6 on the B-side, side 2. And then we'll bounce back to side 1 and throw on the title track of the album. But first, let's do Move Along. Here's another great one. So cool. Such a great album. Both albums great. Both are going to be on my favorites of the end of the year. And yes, it just sounds biased because I am helping putting them out with POW Records, but they really are great records. I love them a lot. We're going to throw on one more from Trashed again. I'm going to be putting out some promo things. If you saw the one I just did yesterday, I recommend, you know, sharing it with people that dig cool shit like Easy Company and Trashed again. Let's get these records on, you know, they do no good in our hands. The bands and mine, where they need to be is on your record players spinning. So, we're going to play one more. I'm going to wrap it up here with this one. This is the title track, Riff Raff, as the title, if you've already forgot, is Here Comes the Riff Raff. But again, so many other great tracks. If you've listened to me play these guys several times or checked out their singles as they come out, you've probably heard after this, close to half, maybe not quite half, but there's still so much great stuff to come. If these are the only tracks you've heard, well, guess what? There's 11 more tracks that you can check out. I will leave you with this. This weekend we'll be coming out with the saxophone episode. This was a bonus episode for the week, so enjoy it, share it, get yourself some records. Thank you to both the bands for allowing me to work with them to put these two records out for people like you to check out. Here goes. Here's Trashed again with Riff Raff.
With a riff raff that hasn't been invited, the rebel, the refuse to go. Mind always looking for trouble, by trouble. Dragon!